Our scripture reading tonight is 2 Samuel chapter 11. Our scripture reading this morning is Job chapter 38. Job 38. 2 Samuel chapter 11. And it came to pass, after the year was expired, at the time when kings go forth to battle, were done speaking David to sent him in his Joab, misery, and his servants then with him,
the Lord answered,
and all Israel.
And they destroyed the Lord answered the children of Ammon
out of the whirlwind and said, Rabbah.
But David
who is this that darkeneth counsel
at Jerusalem
by words without knowledge?
And it came to pass,
gird up now thy loins like a man,
that David arose from off his
bed of thee,
and
walked thou
on the roof of the king's house.
Where wast thou?
And from the roof he saw a woman washing
the foundations of the earth.
And the woman was very beautiful to look upon.
Thou hast understanding.
And David sent,
who hath laid after the woman thereof?
And thou said,
or who hath stretched
Bathsheba,
the line upon it?
The daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite.
Whereupon are the foundations thereof
David
fastened.
Sent messengers.
Or who laid the cornerstone
thereof?
And she came in unto him.
When the morning stars sang together,
for she was purified
all the sons
from her
of God shouted for joy.
And she returned unto her house.
Or who shut up the sea
when
the woman conceived?
When it brake
sent
forth,
and told David,
as if
said,
it had issued out of the womb.
I am with child.
When I made the cloud,
the garment
and David
thereof,
sent to Joab, saying,
thick darkness,
send me Uriah the
Hittite
band for it.
And Joab sent
and break
Uriah
up for
David.
It my decreed place and set
and
bars
when Uriah
and doors.
To him, David demanded
said,
of him,
hitherto
how Joab
shalt thou
did,
come, but
and
no
how
further.
The people did, and how the
and
war
here shall
prospered.
Thy proud waves be stayed.
And David said to Uriah,
as thou commanded,
go down
to
morning,
thy house and wash thy feet.
Since thy days.
And caused
and Uriah
the
departed out of the king's house,
place,
and there followed him a mess
that it might take hold of the ends of the earth,
that the wicked
but
might be shaken out of it.
Uriah slept at the door of the king's house.
It is turned as clay to the seal,
Lord,
and they stand
and
as
not
a garment
to his house.
And from the wicked their light is withholden.
When they had told David, saying,
the high
Uriah
arm
went not
shall be
down
broken.
Into his house, David said unto Uriah,
as thou entered into the
camest
springs
thou not
of the sea
from thy journey?
Or hast thou walked
why then
in
didst
the
thou
search
not
of
go
the
down
death?
Into thine house?
Have the gates of death been opened
unto
thee? Or hast thou seen the
doors ark and
of
Israel
the
and
death?
Judah abide in tents?
Has thou
my Lord Joab and the servants of
my
earth?
Lord
are encamped in the open
declare
fields?
Declare, thou knowest it all.
Shall I then go into mine
where
house?
Where is the way where light
to eat
dwelleth?
And to drink and to lie with
and
my
for
wife?
Darkness,
where is the place
as thou
thereof?
Livest and as thy soul liveth,
thou shouldest
I will
take
not
it to the
thing.
Bound thereof, and that thou shouldest know the path.
David said to Uriah,
to the house
tarry
thereof.
Here today also, and tomorrow I will let thee depart.
Knowest thou it?
So Uriah abode
because
in Jerusalem
thou wast then
that
born,
day and the morrow.
Or because the number of thy days is great?
And when David had called him,
as thou
he did,
entered
he,
into
he
the
did
treasures
and drink before
of the
him,
snow,
and
or hast thou seen the treasures
drunk,
of the hail?
And at even he went out to lie
against
his bed
the time
with the servants
of his Lord, but
against the day of
went
battle
not
and war.
Down to his house.
By what way is the light parted?
And it came to pass in the morning that David
the
wrote a letter to Joab
the
and sent it by the hand of Uriah.
Who hath divided? Who hath
wrote
divided
the letter, saying,
a watercourse?
Set
ye,
the overflowing
ye
of
Uriah,
or away
the
from the
forefront
of the
hottest
thunder,
battle,
to cause it to
and
rain
retire
on the earth
from him
where no man is.
He may be smitten
on the wilderness
and
where
die.
There is no man.
To satisfy
and
the desolate waste
Joab
ground,
observed the city,
and to
that
cause
he
the bud of the
Uriah
tender herb
to place
spring
where
forth.
He knew that valiant men were
at the reign of father.
And the men of the
or
city went out and
the
fought with Joab,
dew,
and there fell some of the people of the servants of
out
David,
of whose womb came
and
the ice,
Uriah the Hittite,
and the hoary
died
frost
also.
Of heaven.
Who hath gendered it?
Then Joab sent and told
the
David
waters
all
are hid
things
as with
concerning
a stone,
the war,
and the face of the
charged
deep
the
is
messenger,
frozen,
saying,
when thou hast made
canst
an end of telling the matter of
the
war unto the king,
Pleiades,
if so be that the king's wrath arise,
and he say
unto thee,
Orion?
Wherefore approached ye so nigh
canst
unto the city when he did fight
and his season?
Knew he not that
or
they would
thou
shoot
guide
from the
wall? Arcturus with
who
his sons?
Who smote Abimelech, the son of Jerubbaal,
the ordinances
not a woman
of heaven?
Cast a piece of millstone upon
canst
him
canst thou
from
set
the
dominion
thereof
in
the earth?
Thebes?
Canst thou lift
why
up thy voice to the clouds?
that abundance of waters may cover thee.
Thy servant Uriah.
Canst thou send lightning
that they may go and say unto thee, here we are?
So the messenger went and came.
Who hath put wisdom
all
in
that Joab had sent him for?
Or who hath given understanding
to
the heart?
Said unto David,
who can
surely
number the clouds
against
wisdom,
us,
or who can
came
stay
out
in the bottles of heaven?
The field,
when we were upon them, even unto the entering of
the
gate,
fast together,
and the shooters shot.
Wilt thou hunt
the
prey
upon
thy
servants,
or fill the appetite
of the
king's
young lions?
Be dead
when they couch
and thy servant Uriah the Hittite is
lie in wait
also.
Who provideth?
Then David said unto the messenger,
thou shalt say,
when his young ones
thus shalt
cry
thou
unto
say
God,
unto Joab,
they wander
let
from
not
lack
this
of
thing
meat.
Displease thee, for the sword devoureth one as well
go
as
on
another.
And on to read.
Make thy battle more strong
God's
against the city, and
word,
overthrow it.
His speech to
and encourage
Job.
Thou him.
And when the wife of Uriah Mock heard creation. That Uriah, her husband, was dead, she mourned for her husband.
And
when
on the
morning
of this
was past,
scripture,
David sent and fetched her to his house,
as well as on many other.
She became his wife
and bare him
Holy
a son.
Writ.
We have the teaching of the Heidelberg Catechism,
but the thing
Lord's Day 9
that David had done.
Page 7 in the back of your
Psalters. The Lord.
Read Lord's Day 9.
What believest thou when thou sayest, I believe in God, the Father, Almighty Maker of heaven and
today
earth.
Today we get to a part of King
that
David's
the eternal
life,
Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
We really don't want to come to.
Who of nothing made heaven and earth,
we
with all that is
David's
in them.
Life that
who likewise upholds and
blot.
Governs the same by his eternal counsel and providence.
A dirty stain
is
upon
for the sake of Christ his Son.
My God
relatively
and my Father,
righteous life,
on whom I rely so
of
entirely
a man of God,
that I have no doubt, but he will provide me with all
God
things necessary
for soul and body.
God didn't
and further
cover it up,
that he will make whatever evils
he sends upon me
in this
valley
of tears
turn out.
So as we study
advantage.
The life of David and we come to this
for
historical account,
he is
we
able
must
to do it.
We must
being
learn
Almighty God.
From what God has to teach
and
us
willing,
here.
Being
David was a child of
faithful
God.
Father.
He was a man after God's own heart, as the scriptures clearly show us.
Along
through
with
the series of sermons that we have had, we have seen some weaknesses of David, but mostly
confession.
We have seen him to be a courageous, godly man, an example for us to follow,
of the creation.
And even in many occasions, a type of King Jesus, our Savior.
But today we
believe
see him
that
fail,
the Father
fail greatly
by the
today
word
we see him fail
that is
by
as a
his
type
son.
Of Christ. Today we see him fail
hath
as an example to us
of nothing.
Today we see him
the
fall into gross,
earth,
inexcusable
and all creatures
sin.
As it seemed good unto him.
Because God includes it here in the
giving
history
unto
of
every creature
life,
its being,
it.
Shape, form, and several offices.
But as we consider this
serve its creator,
great fall of David,
that he doth also still
aware that there are many
and
wrong ways
by his
eternal providence. An infinite power for the
do not approach
of mankind,
it first of all self-righteously
to the end that man may serve his
do
God.
Not approach this word
he
of God thinking
of
angels
yourself
as
good.
Less of a sinner than
messengers
David.
And to serve his
do
elect.
Not approach it thinking I
some
would
of which
never
are
do
fallen
that.
From that excellency
the self-righteous
in which
approach
God
must
them
be put aside
to everlasting perdition
remember
and the others have by the grace
remember,
of God remained
you,
steadfast and
I,
continued in their primitive state
sinner.
The devils and
second,
evil spirits are so depraved that they are enemies of God. And
as we look
every
into the details of this text, because
the
God
utmost
shows
their
us
power
details,
as murderers,
not
watching
too much,
to ruin the church and every member thereof,
our sinful
and
nature
by their wicked
naturally wants to take pleasure
to destroy all,
in David's awful sin.
And are therefore by their
there
own wickedness
a sick
a judge
part of us
to
that likes to be
amused
expecting their
at the grossest
torments.
Sins of the world.
Therefore, we
there's
reject
a morbid curiosity
the Sadducees
that the entertainment industry
deny the
of our country
spirits
and
angels,
of our society promotes,
and also that of the Manichaeans,
and we tend
assert that the devils
like
have their origin of themselves.
We may not approach,
and that they are wicked
of
their own
God
nature,
to be
without
amused,
having been corrupted
or to be entertained with sin.
The third
logic confession:
do not approach
and
this text
teaching
excusing
on creation.
Sin.
That has been done many times. God's people look at the Word of God
and say, look, David did it. This morning's
so
sermon
right me
is on
to do the
creation.
Same.
The doctrine
David with
a
did
of God, the creator
so
of the
I
heavens and the earth,
what I deem
who spoke
lesser.
And it was done,
do not
and
cover
commanded and it stood
your
fast.
Sin with David's sin.
We're going to refresh
the
our
only
memories
thing that may cover your sin
on this great work of God
is the blood of Jesus Christ.
And how he created all things in six
how should we approach it
24
then,
hour
if not
days.
Self-righteously, if not amusing ourselves with sin,
but as
not
every doctrine in the Bible,
positively
this
approach
first
it
teaching of
sorrowfully.
The Scripture, this doctrine of creation
with
is
a somberness
for
that
our comfort,
a historical account of such a great
fall
demands.
Oh, this truth
demands.
Is more than for our comfort.
David's
first
fall
and foremost
sadden us,
is every
not only
because
a great king
first and foremost
in the history
for the glory
of the
God's
in the
name,
Old Testament fell,
the doctrine of the creation
but also
should work in us an awe and a praise to God
and
for what
sin.
He has done.
Sorrow.
I pray that this sermon,
this word
of God, helps us in the worship
sin
of him.
We need to approach this text too.
The doctrine
with penitence,
of creation helps
repentance
us
in our heart
this morning,
because
as
we realize
that
David's sin
points
against
to our own
lives
sin,
and the many false
we need to humbly acknowledge
about Creator God.
That sin in turn
the sermon helps
sin.
Us in our bold defense
back
against
to our
evolution,
Savior,
fleeing from the temptations that come upon
but
us.
But I pray that in addition to all that, in
helping us worship
and
God,
finally,
in addition
positively,
to helping
we need
give
to approach this
confession
text,
of the truth about creation.
I pray this sermon also helps
us. The prayer
us.
Is this.
Comfort,
lead us not
or
into temptation.
Be comforted as the
lead
children
us not
of the Creator God.
Because we know.
You might not think at first that
we're
the doctrine of creation
like
is for our comfort.
To do the same thing.
But the doctrine of creation
the previous
is
chapters
meant
of 2 Samuel 9
comfort.
And 10 show us the context.
Think about the
of
passage
of
Scripture
fall
that we even read in Job.
In chapter 9, we
think
remember
about the context
a couple weeks ago.
This passage,
we saw
this
David
God
show
Job.
Mercy. He showed kindness
Job's
to a man
friends,
named Mephibosheth,
so-called, had been
one of the
miserable
of Saul.
Comforters.
Job and then in chapter 10,
David,
Job
having
16,
showed kindness
three,
to Mephibosheth, seeks
two,
to show kindness
all
to a
Job's
second individual named
his earthly
Hanun.
Possessions had been
we
taken
didn't
away.
Read that, but this is
his health
this is
had been removed.
He had nothing but
pieces
Hanun
of
is
pottery,
the king of the Ammonites,
dried
and
clay.
Recently,
to
scrape his
father
infected
had
boils
died.
As he sat in
and
the
so
dust.
David sent to him
his
a delegation
him
of men from Israel
because of all that has
to
happened
express
to you,
his curse
God and
die
to Hanun in the death
and
of
his
friends
father.
Came to him. However, when the delegation from Israel arrived before Hanun,
it must have been some
the
specific
Ammonite,
horrible sin
Hanun
that you
and
have
his
counselors
committed.
Were suspicious about what David was doing with this delegation.
That's why you're suffering. God is punishing
he
you
thought
for
that
something
David did
you
not
did.
Send
that
this
sums
delegation
up what those
to really show
said.
Kindness.
And Job said about
what
those friends,
miserable comforters.
That David had sent this these men with a secret purpose
then
of
chapter
spying out the city so that they could conquer
speaking,
the Ammonites, just
the God
as David
of all
had conquered many
of
the
other
nations
to speak.
So Hanun had taken action
and
shamed David's servants by shaving
Job
off half of their beards. And cutting
how
off
incomprehensible
their garments so that
he
these
is,
men had to
and how
walk
he has
home
the
half
right
naked
before
as the Creator God to do what he wants.
This shaming by men of Israel
purpose
led
for speaking what
God
to the war
did
with the
in
Ammonites.
Chapter 38.
David's army went out
to
battle with the Ammonites and also into battle with
Job.
The Syrians who were trying to help the Ammonites.
Israel
destroyed the Syrians at the end of chapter 9. And
kind of words
you see in chapter
here in chapter
not,
38.
Chapter 10, at the end of chapter 10, I mean.
It's all about the creation.
You see in chapter 10, the Ammonites
four,
then
where
retreating
was thou
to the
when
stronghold,
I laid the
a city
of the earth.
Called Rabbah.
Verse 8,
who
verse
shut up
14.
The sea with doors. So the Ammonites
12,
have not yet
has
been
thou
destroyed.
Commanded the mourning
David
since
needs
thy
to
days
bring
and caused
the consequences for their sins against Israel
verse
upon
22,
them
has
yet.
Thou entered into the treasures
but
of
they
the
are in this
or has thou seen the treasures of the hail
of Rabbah.
Verse 31,
canst thou bind the
David
sweet
Israelites
of
now have the
Pleiades
task
and lose
of besieging
the
a city.
Of Orion, that is the
they're supposed to surround
this
city,
break in if possible, or wait until the Ammonites
on and on
surrender.
Through chapter 41, from 38 through 41.
And when the time came
God
to go on this mission of besieging the city of Rabbah and the Ammonites,
he is
David
the
creator
decided that
God,
he did not want to go.
And that is to impress
he did not want to do
Job
the tedious work,
how great
and
God
dangerous
is,
work. And that
how
is
strong
a very important
he is.
Context.
And
of chapter 11
for the comfort
where David
of Job's heart
and has a great fall.
That's the theme of the Heidelberg
Consider
Catechism
this text with
as
me
well.
Under the theme, David's great sin.
See that
David's
Lord's
great
one.
Sin. First,
what
is
the
occasion
comfort?
For it. Second, the acts or
Heidelberg
the steps
Catechism
he
and its
took
teaching is, aim,
in
is aiming for the comfort of God
and
to
finally,
the comfort of God's people. And at this point in the Heidelberg
sadly,
Catechism, we're in the second section pertaining to our deliverance
David,
or our salvation,
making it worse.
And in the second section, the Heidelberg Catechism is explaining the Apostles'
great
Creed,
fall.
What we as Christians who want to be comforted must believe about
David's
God.
Great fall
and
did
not take place
part.
While
I
David was living
in God
a faithful,
Father,
godly life, and all of a sudden,
Almighty
he
Maker
and fell straight down into this great
of
sin.
Heaven,
and suddenly. Earth. It wasn't as though David was living a faithful Christian life, doing his devotions, praying without ceasing, living with God in his mind,
that God is this
without any warning
creator. No,
that we may be comforted.
Great sins,
the stronger
like
our faith
not,
is,
normally,
in this Almighty
happen.
Comforer,
or
just
this
like
Almighty
that.
Creator,
they don't happen suddenly,
our comfort. Will be.
No, there were circumstances
so
and sinful
the
behaviors that led up
let's
to
seek,
this great fall. And we see four circumstances especially.
Who this
four
God
parts
is.
Of the occasion of David's
Father
fall.
Creator,
we consider.
We take
Father
warning,
Creator.
As we
first,
observe
Almighty
these four
creator.
Circumstances.
First, second, our
You
should
Father,
have noticed in our series on David,
finally,
if you've been here,
faith,
as we read
comfort.
Through the accounts of David's
Father
life,
creator,
in different passages in
first
Samuel
creator,
and 2 Samuel,
second, our Father, and then
the constant reminder
faith,
of a
comfort.
Weakness already in David's life for quite a while. And the constant weakness, the continual
God
weakness
is
shown
creator.
In David's life was a sinful habit that David had
that
established.
That
sinful habit
God.
Was the multiplication of
to
wives.
Doubt. That he is Almighty Creator.
The inspired writer of 1 and 2 Samuel
consistently
reminded us of this
that
weakness.
He is
the first wife,
that
you remember,
strong.
Was Michal, Saul's daughter. And David had
many,
won
many doubters
this wife
churches today,
through a wager or a bet
today.
With Saul. He had gone out to battle.
That they don't believe
made this wager with Saul that he could
one
kill 100 Philistines.
They don't
believe every single detail of Genesis
that
1 through 3.
Michal.
But they insist that they still believe in the Almighty God, that he has all power.
Foreskins to win Michal.
But then in 1 Samuel 25, verse 43,
that God
David had faced Nabal, and Nabal having died, David took to him another wife, a second wife named Abigail,
because of denial of God's creation.
And the verse right after that in 1 Samuel 25, verse 43, after he
really
took Abigail to be his wife, we read, David
work.
Also took Ahinoam of
the
Jezreel,
work of creation is meant
and they were also both of them
God's
his wives.
Scripture
and after David became king in Hebron,
God,
Hebron
creator,
we read
again
and again 2 Samuel 3,
as the main basis to emphasize to God's
people that he is that strong.
So
but
let's think for
a
few moments this morning and
by
some amazing
Miaka
aspects of God's creation so that we
and
may
Abitol
elevate him
and
to the power that he deserves.
And then in 2 Samuel
first,
5, verse 13,
God
after he became king over all of Israel,
it's a Latin
David
phrase
puts
said,
it,
ex
take more concubines
God
and wives
out
of
Jerusalem
nothing. Both the Belgic Confession and the Heidelberg
Hebron.
Catechism points to that.
This
had been an established habit
of David,
of Lord's Day
when
9
he saw
says,
a woman
that gave him pleasure, heaven and earth, with
when
all
he saw
that
a
is
woman
that was not married whom he wanted,
starts
he took
out that
for
way. We
himself.
Believe that
he saw
that
as his
word
right
that is
as the
by
king
his
of
son
Israel,
hath created
this was
of
a sinful
nothing
habit. And David had become accustomed
the
to
earth,
this habit.
And all creatures,
as it seemed good unto him.
That
was part of the occasion
out of nothing
of his fall.
Now perhaps you
that
might argue today,
wasn't that just what
don't
men did back
make
then?
Nothing
out of that
polygamy
word
was allowed in the Old Testament, was it not?
Especially for kings.
What is nothing?
Didn't they have the right to do that? And the answer from Scripture you should know
is
no. No. This was what the kings of the
mind.
Other nations did. But David
no
was not to be a king like the other
the
nations. Saul was the king of the other nations.
On this earth.
David was to be a king different
no
from the other
the
nations.
Sky,
and in many respects he was. But he failed in this respect.
No son.
He multiplied
moon,
wives to himself like the ungodly
not
kings.
One of the billions
in Deuteronomy
of stars.
17, verse 17, we have a
in
clear
this
reference.
Or the galaxy
God
the
had explicitly told the people of
no
Israel
plant,
that when they
no
anointed
tree, no bush,
kings over them,
no seed,
Neither shall
no mountain
he
multiply,
no hill,
wives
no valley,
to himself,
no solid ground, no floor
at the bottom
not
of the ocean.
Away. David knew that.
No firmament,
he was not
no
to
heaven,
multiply wives to himself,
where the angels dwell.
This was not an excusable habit.
No outer space,
some might argue, but God
no
never
atmosphere,
condemned it.
No
There's
sky.
No explicit reference, no prophet that went to David and
no
told
air,
him,
no
David,
oxygen,
you should not have taken all those wives
not
to himself.
Not even any spiritual being.
But we
like
must
an
be
angel.
Very careful when we read
no
the scriptures.
No light.
Just because God does not explicitly condemn
not even
an action,
any black,
does not
formless,
mean that he watery
condones
void.
It.
There are plenty of immoral actions.
Not an
by
element,
men,
not an
bar,
atom, not an electron,
not
a
not
particle.
Come to and explicitly say,
no space
wrong.
Or time.
But he does have the Ten Commandments, does he
Can
not?
Can you imagine what nothing is?
An unchangeable,
permanent
nothing except God.
Law.
And David is not
out
just because
of
he's
absolutely nothing
above the law. God spoke,
and just
into
because he lives in the Old Testament does not mean he's above the law.
The dark, watery
you know
void
the
of the beginning.
Commandment condemns
the mysterious entity
the
of light
sin of
before
adultery.
There was even a sun,
but all kinds of
He
sexual
spoke into
sin.
Being the heavens, the highest of heavens where the angels
wives.
Dwell, and outer space, the atmosphere, and our sky with all its
but
gases.
David, you see, was already
he spoke into being
in
the foundations
habit.
Of the earth, the ocean's floor, the deepest
the
canyons, the lowest
this,
valleys, the highest mountains,
not multiplication
luxurious
wives,
soils, and the soils of clay and
what
rock
are your
and
sinful
sand.
Habits.
Upon this earth, every seed
repetition
sprouting forth
sins that
different
you feel
grasses
little.
And plants,
habits,
and grains,
say,
and flowers,
aren't
and trees
specifically condemned in the Bible.
And then the sun,
your habits,
the morning star,
the moon,
of watching
to
certain
the rays,
movies,
of,
the
sun.
Of reading certain books, of browsing through
every
certain websites, of having one too many drinks. Of
the
stopping in
of
certain
stars,
places which you know you shouldn't stop
balls
at.
Of fire and gas.
Sinful habits,
giants,
which we excuse.
Which dwarf our planet
and after a while.
He spoke
the occasion into being.
For great sin.
Every sea creature.
Secondly,
part of the occasion for David's great
fish
fall was his
colors,
neglect
shapes,
of
sharks,
carrying
whales,
anemones,
out
his
octopuses,
calling from God.
Every
his neglect of faithfully carrying out his calling
from God.
We see that in verse 1 right away. And it came to pass after the year was expired, at the time when kings go forth to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him and all Israel. And they destroyed the children of Ammon and besieged Rabbah. But David tarried still at Jerusalem. David, you remember, had been given that special calling of being the shedder of blood. He was not, as we saw a few weeks ago, he was not called
Amoebas,
to build the temple of God
Leviathans.
Because he had a different calling
human
of
being
a warrior king to win victories for the people
image,
of God and for Jehovah.
Soul.
And the inspired writer makes it very clear in
all
verse 1, this was David's job
and so much more.
This was his calling from God. It's what the kings were supposed to be doing at this time.
Nothing.
All kings went into battle at this time. And very explicitly, the author says,
he spoke.
Joab went, and the soldiers went, all of Israel went,
but,
and all that he created, secondly, he
David
created
carried
good.
At home.
The creation
he
was not of some shoddy quality
armies.
Because God was
it didn't feel like fighting
cranking
anymore.
Out as much quantity
wanted
as
a longer
possible,
vacation.
No. Genesis 1 says again and again after
it was
God
about 50
created,
years
or
50
years old
already
that he had made
time.
And it was very good.
Why continue
the quality
working?
Of everything that he had made was perfect,
like
carefully
Joab
constructed
Abishai,
because he saw
men,
it.
Work for me.
He didn't just see it after he created, but he
course,
always saw it. In
because
his mind he knew
God
the details
do
of every
life.
Part of his creation, planned it all, and when he spoke, he carried it out precisely as he has planned.
Secondly,
just as he wanted,
occasion,
very good
of his sin.
The Belgic Confession explains this perfect creating this way.
What has God called
giving
me to
unto
do?
Every creature its being, shape, form,
phrase it this
and
way?
Several offices to serve
what
its
are the
creator.
Callings in the plural?
That means to every animate or inanimate
life,
object, microscopic or macroscopic, God gave shape, a form,
a mother in the home,
and a unique
not just a name,
being
but to actually be the mother in the home, to do the work in the home.
And then notice
to care for
several
the
offices for some to be a lawyer, a landscaper,
every
a businessman
individual
downtown, a plumber.
Creature.
What is your work? Your
universe.
We're called
he gave
to do
specific
it diligently
functions
and
purposes, and
faithfully, all of which to direct.
Remember
to the service.
What else has God called you to do?
Your calling is not just what you do,
so
that
your job
not just mankind as your occupation,
creator.
But your calling is that
creature.
Of a father, men.
Would
you have children? To
in
be a spouse who gives
manner.
Attention to your wife, and to be a wife who gives attention to your husband.
In connection with
who
that,
cares for your
the
children.
Confession expands.
Who has the calling to discipline yourself.
And it's explanation of
the
God's
schedule in your life,
when it talks about
times
angels.
Of prayer and devotion
too much detail
with your family,
that. But
and
he also
personally before
good
God.
To be his messengers and to serve his elect.
You have the calling to come to church
with all the
come
other
to church
regulars of this
to come
earth
to church twice
created angels,
even.
Thousands, perhaps
do not
millions,
neglect
and
billions
the
of angelic beings
that God has
angelic,
given you,
majestic
in your life.
With their wings,
created good too.
Well, that means
their own specific function
going to be busy
serving us, the elect.
If we think about the
and
callings
way,
God has given, in our, given us in our
God.
Life, that means we're going to be busy.
Everything
our schedules are probably going to be packed.
Good.
And we complain a lot about
our
busyness
God created.
But people of God, your busyness is a blessing from God.
Nothing.
Not your constant engagement
good,
in the callings of your life is a blessing from God.
But created
to keep you
all
from great
six
sin.
Days.
For David, his neglect,
as Genesis 1 explains,
of being busy
6 days
in the calling of his life,
now
brought
we spend
him to this great sin.
He spent a lot of time.
Thirdly, related to
the many
David's
different arguments
life,
against the evolutionist,
of the calling
in
his life was his idleness.
Of how it's
must
related, but
be
not the same.
God
David
created
everything
didn't
in 6 literal days.
Refused to go out to war
today.
Because he had some other things to
it's
do that wasn't his calling.
This morning, Genesis 1.
But David came
when
home and did nothing.
When a child reads it,
came to pass.
When a
in
scholar
an
reads
tide,
it,
when anyone
David
reads
arose
it,
from off his bed
obviously
and walked upon the
literal
roof of the
history.
King's house.
So you can imagine
it was
about
the
6 to 8 p.m.
in the evening,
and David has said here
in any.
To get
any intelligent
off his
man
or woman
time,
on this earth who wants to
the word
argue
bed there,
the
Genesis
unique word
in the Hebrew,
somehow poetry
or
a couch
filled
that
you
lay
upon
to
language
eat,
is simply
it wasn't a place where you would relax
that,
with your friends.
It is.
But this bed
book.
Was specifically, literally, the place where you slept.
Read
that
Genesis
means that David had been lying on his
of a history
bed.
Book.
You have history books.
The place
at school
where
for you to
he
read.
Was to sleep.
We read a history book.
The time before evening came. That means in the afternoon.
And if it's a
that
history
would have been normal.
Book, it would have been nothing.
If it's a
nothing
historical
about
narrative,
the text spoke
of how
David
God
went
created.
To his bed in the evening.
And you can either
if it
you can
that
say
David had a busy day performing other duties around Jerusalem,
work.
He had gone to bed
in
at
the
6
Old
to 8 p.m. early because he had had a tiring day.
Either or,
we don't read that. We read
either
instead
you say
David
that the author is lying.
Lazily took himself off the bed that he was laying on.
He's writing history.
You either say he's
lying.
Wander around. It's inaccurate on his roof.
Or you say,
David had not been redeeming the time.
How great thou art.
Ephesians 5 verse 16 says, it's one of the two. He had been idle because Genesis 1.
And it's during
historical work authored by God.
People of God,
what do you say about the history
so we
of
put
Genesis
aside our
1.
Callings in life and
what do you say about the author who says, who writes clearly with
those
ordinal numbers, first
wander.
Day, second day, third day, fourth day,
during the lazy summer?
What do you say when the author says, after every creation
the uneventful
day,
weekends,
the evening and the morning led
those
to the
are
next
the times.
Day? What do you say when the author
God's
of Scripture assumes
sin,
the historicity of Genesis 1 again and
finally
again whenever he writes
sin.
About it? When he talks about the fourth commandment,
this,
when he talks about marriage,
eyes.
When he talks about the first
the
Adam and the second Adam, and assumes,
roof, saw a woman
assumes that Genesis 1 is,
woman
in, is
very
history.
Beautiful.
You either say in unbelief, Father is lying, God is lying,
the roof of his house where there was probably
he's telling an untruth.
Set up.
David,
say,
David had his eyes wander
faith.
Around. What a great God he is.
His palace was high above
Hebrews
the other houses
three,
of Jerusalem.
Faith, we understand.
So he had the advantage
the worlds
of
were
over
framed
private
by the word
walls
of God.
And fences.
So that things which are seen were
around.
Not made of things which do appear.
What no one could see, David could see.
And he caught sight.
It seems as though God had the
a
evolutionist
in mind here in Hebrews 11, verse
there's
3.
There's been speculation about whether Bathsheba.
Without faith, the evolutionists believe exactly what Hebrews 11 shows.
No
they believe that everything was made,
focus
or put
in
it in their terms,
here is not
everything
Bathsheba.
Evolved. From the things which do appear,
he let his eyes wander.
And he looked,
but with faith
and he kept
no.
looking. The text literally can be translated, the woman was exceedingly pleasurable to
look
upon. It was
God who made all things.
That's the description of what David felt. He took extreme pleasure
in
looking.
Days.
Not touching yet.
Well,
but
if he had
looking,
wanted to, he could have created
men.
It in an instant.
The warning is clear. Men, to women is too, but men
Augustine
especially.
Theorized that.
An instantaneous formation of the earth.
Where are our eyes, men?
Because God could do it.
But if Genesis 1
what do they
is
rest
history,
on when we meet
and we see what God wanted
women
to
in
do,
our society
and what God said he
school,
did.
In church.
He said he did it this way.
Where are our eyes wandering to
that?
When we drive down the highway?
Today
are we God
doing
declares
our work,
to you
or so we say on our computer
or on our
his
phones,
teaching of the creation.
What are we staring at?
I am that straw.
During those games on TV and those commercials.
I am that straw.
I am almighty.
The entire entertainment
this
industry
is how you
today
know I am
is
almighty.
Meant to put us men,
I created all things,
and all of us,
for
but you men especially, on the roof
6 days
of David's house. That's what the entire entertainment industry is
you
meant
this,
to do. To put you on the roof of David's house with nothing to do
oh,
so that you
we?
Can let your eyes wander and your mind imagine
God asked of Job, he asked of us,
the sensual
and
violent,
denies this, verse
entertaining,
where was
but
thou?
Sinful passion.
When I laid the foundations world. Of the earth, declare if thou hast understanding, turn your eyes.
Where were
shut
you?
Shut them.
When I formed,
make a covenant with your eyes
as
Job
the earth,
did,
or formed anything
31.
In the creation. Where were you?
Force them away.
Did you even exist?
Jesus says,
did you see with your very eyes how they were formed
her,
and who did
already
it?
Already committed adultery.
No.
In his heart.
All
that
the digging
the
and the carbon dating and the study of species that the scientists can do today,
as
educated and as intelligent, as observant
David's
as he is,
another one.
His neglect of
really
calling, neglect of his
guesses,
calling brought him
hypotheses.
To
they call
his idleness was
the only,
fertile
the only
ground
way
for his
verify
their guesses or
his wandering eyes,
as if they could transport
desire,
themselves back in time.
These were the
to see with their eyes and
not
sense with their
David
senses,
in, but he put himself in.
That their theories are true.
And that's what led to a greater sin.
To a greater sin.
So this is the question:
would you
yes,
rather believe
God, there are degrees
of
scientists?
Sometimes it's imagined
his
that
theory of how the world came about.
Some, all sins are equal.
I was never seen it.
No.
There are
or
greater
would you rather
sins
believe
than others.
The God.
It's not easy for us always to judge which sin is greater, and we shouldn't
done.
Get in the habit of that.
But did.
But there are
degrees
everything.
Of sin.
Some are worse.
That was done.
Is it not obvious?
Believe
that the actual
that God
sin,
is
the
creator.
Act of fornication is worse than lust.
Believe.
Is it obvious that actually taking another person's wife is worse
those
than
who
idleness?
Do know how almighty
that sleeping
he
with another woman, not your wife,
you deny
is
Genesis
worse
1,
and
you
more
deny
serious.
These aspects of his creation,
wandered.
You take away one of the main
yes.
proofs that God himself points to again and again.
The point
in
is that when
how
we
strong
commit
he is, how mighty he is.
The sins that we estimate to be lesser.
But if you believe his,
he
ourselves
created,
in a very slippery
proof.
Path.
You have constant affirmation
that
whenever you look around
down,
you in every part of the
sin.
World and every part of creation.
That's
you
what
have
Jesus
constant
says
affirmation.
A woman
God indeed is almighty.
In his heart.
Because the lesser
how can he not be almighty if he made
is
all
causing
things?
Him to slide
how can he
very
not
quickly
be almighty
down the path
was
the
done
more
and
sin.
Commanded and it stood fast?
You can think
right away.
Not of a
how
path
can he not be almighty
slide.
If he
one
created all in
great
6 days out of nothing
that you might see at a big water park
and all good?
It comes down.
Creation proves his might.
And what we do,
he is almighty.
Put ourselves in those circumstances and occasions when we commit sins that we think are lesser sins as we get on that big tube.
If he said, let there be light, and we slide down
so
and
fast,
light.
We can't stop ourselves.
Can he not
all the way down
then
before
we can
even
sweep
think.
Away any darkness in your life?
The call to you then, men and women,
if he formed the depths of the ocean and the cascading
on,
waterfalls and all
early
the water on this earth,
repent.
Can he not?
Quickly. Never delay.
Wash away every
no matter how
your
small
sin.
Your sin is or you think it is.
If he is that
turn
mighty
from your idleness
to give life
turn
to
back
every
to
single
diligence.
Creature,
stop your wandering eyes.
Do you doubt?
Quit your sinful habits.
He can raise.
Because when we play
man
with fire, we get
a woman.
We put ourselves in a slippery slope, we will fall. And that fall is
if He created this entire universe, can you doubt,
David, we're here today,
that He is strong enough to renew it?
Plead with you.
And the new heavens and the new earth.
He would say,
if He created every angelic being by the word of His
go
mouth,
on.
You don't want to fall as I did. Control those very angels and
if a man or a woman who
has
sinned like David were here today, they would tell you.
Their wounds, their scars, their shame is so great. Stop early. It's not worth it. The consequences are too great, even generational.
Repent early. Now,
one word He made mankind perfectly healthy.
Do you doubt?
Do not think you're
do you
above
doubt
this.
That He is able to take a bedridden woman and have her walk home again?
If He is that strong, do you doubt His ability to heal cancer?
If Almighty Creator made your soul and formed all the intricate parts of your willing and your feeling and your thinking,
that led Him
to
a great fall,
that He can remove depression,
repent early,
and heartache. If He made all things in 6 days,
sins, it was as though David got in that slide and slipped
doubt
right down.
It happened.
He
so
can
quickly.
Reconcile.
Oh, he knew it was wrong, but he had already gotten on. We have on the steepest slide
bad
possible.
Relationship with marriage.
There's no going back now.
Do you doubt his ability
with lust in his heart first? He asked about her identity. Verse 3, David
bring
sent and inquired after the woman. He wanted to know who she was and whether she was married. Because if she wasn't married, then he could engage
son or
in his
back to him.
Set habit of taking her to himself.
If God is
the answer
creator,
came back. Is not this Bathsheba, the son of Eliam, the wife of Uriah Hittite?
Nothing.
She was a married woman.
Nothing.
David's disappointment.
Impossible.
A man married, or a woman married to a man in David's army.
Ah, but the circumstances
makes us then
right.
Ask the question.
If
Uriah
nothing
was
is
off
impossible
to war,
with him,
and David was home.
If God is such a strong God,
and so he called
how
her to
do
his
you
home
know
anyway.
How do I know?
Verse 4.
That this God is
he
using
messengers
his
took her
power.
And she came in unto him for us.
Notice how this passage, this verse 4,
if we don't know that he's using this almighty power for us, then this strength of God
David
is a terror to us.
Blame back to
if we don't know his love,
David is the one
who took her.
Then this
David is the one who took advantage. He seized her. He had
so
her come to his house. He commanded her to come, and she had to obey.
God is not only Almighty Creator, but He's also our Father.
He was the one that took advantage of a woman, probably lonely and deprived
creator.
Of attention because
there's
her husband had been
two ways
gone
in which God is
so
Father.
Long.
How the Catechism speaks of two.
It was probably
ways.
Difficult
first,
for her
God
to resist.
Father
of our Lord
King.
Jesus Christ. This first. What believest
then,
thou when thou sayest, I believe in God the Father, Almighty Maker of heaven and earth? This, that.
The
eternal Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
No.
And we stop there because we need to
she
understand into
that.
His bedchamber.
That, first of all.
That God is the
and
Father of our Lord no Jesus
details.
Christ. This is most
no
important. God is not Father, first of all,
of
us.
With her.
We'll get to that in a few moments.
The
that's the second way He's Father.
She had recently purified herself.
But in order to understand the fullness of the doctrine of God's fatherhood, we'd first focus on God's
clean,
fatherhood of
outwardly,
Christ,
clean,
the Son.
She had become.
And what is most precious about that relationship
unclean.
Of God the Father toward Christ?
And
she returned
son,
to her house as though nothing had happened.
Love.
Uriah would come home.
It's a loving
she wouldn't
friendship
tell him.
And relationship.
David would keep it a secret. Very few servants soar into secrecy.
Godly fathers in
this
earth.
Would be kept under wraps.
Very, very dimly.
God knew. Reflect.
God saw everything, and He would not let this great
the
sin
greatness
remain uncovered.
Of God's love towards His Son, Jesus
a month
Christ.
Or so later,
Bathsheba
fact,
found out.
If we were to compare,
if we could
I
compare.
With child.
The love that God has for His Son,
these
Jesus
acts of
Christ.
Sin were gross. This was wicked.
To the most perfect
what David did
on this earth
was worse
than His love for His Son.
It was worse than many other sins
say,
on this earth.
Why?
Father's love
on not
earth
because
was
it was
effective.
Sexual sin. For some reason,
effective.
We as a church,
most
as the world even, thinks of sexual
sin
as worse than all the other sins, breaking of all the other commandments. Sexual sin is not worse than all the other,
but the
than
bond
breaking any
exists.
Other commandment. The bond of love
was
that sin
exists
was worse
between
the first and
reasons.
Second person.
Two other reasons specifically.
Is a perfect
first,
love.
His sin was aggravated
because
of who David
was.
Tender and kind toward His
because
Son,
David
Jesus Christ.
Was the King of
there's
Israel.
A perfect bond of love
to sin.
It is
worse.
An eternal,
as the king, he was supposed to be an example to the people.
Notice that the Heidelberg Catechism,
he was supposed to be a leader of the people.
Eternal Father.
He was supposed
Lord
to be a
Jesus
trusted
Christ.
Individual, a type of
Father.
Jesus Christ, to point all of God's people and
that means
us.
God didn't become the Father
to
of Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago
Messiah.
When he was conceived. In the,
David
in
was
the
in
the
position
there, you know.
Of responsibility
God
and trust
from
and
eternity.
Honor. And in that position,
he has always loved the Son from eternity and will always love the Son to eternity.
What an offense.
There's an eternal, unbreakable bond of love.
We saw that already in the Trinity a couple
weeks ago.
Blasphemy.
And now we can move on to the second.
Blasphemy.
Oh,
so much blasphemy.
His Father
would come
not only to
God and the Christ that David was supposed to point,
but now to us.
Later on, 2 Samuel 12, verse 14,
after the parentheses of Lord's Day 9, we read,
God is, because this deed, by this deed that was given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme,
and my
so David had to suffer. All men and women through the ages, enemies of God in Christ, have pointed to this very act
as a man.
And that has been the occasion.
So that he could represent us.
Speaking out.
He came as flesh and blood with a soul and body so that he could be a perfect representative of us.
Second, what aggravated David's sin was
not only so
that
he could suffer,
position of king,
but so that he could live
great blasphemy,
a life of perfect obedience,
but also because
to God,
he sinned against an honorable man of God.
Perfect, holy
Uriah.
Living.
In 2 Samuel 23, later on, you find a catalog of mighty men.
And this work of suffering, especially
end,
on the cross,
2 Samuel
23,
God sees more
emphasis. As our work. So that the way in which God the Father sees his Son, Jesus Christ, as that perfect, holy person is the way that he sees us as well.
All the thousands of soldiers in the army of David, of all the soldiers that ever fought for David on his side,
there were 37 men.
Just as he sees his Son.
Who stood out as the strongest, the mightiest, the most courageous, the most godly men willing to sacrifice themselves, their lives, for the cause of Israel and David himself. And Uriah was one of those men.
Does God love me?
Does he really love
David
me?
Sinned against him.
Well, first you ask then.
Does
he
really
honor
love
even more when
son,
David
Jesus
calls him
Christ.
To his home? David told him to go home, relax,
There's
enjoy
no
the time
that.
With your wife.
And if he
Uriah
does,
refuses. And David asked him, why not? And Uriah says, look at the ark, verse 11.
How much, you ask?
And
how
Israel
much does he
Judah,
love
they
me?
They abide in tents, and my Lord Joab and the servants the of my Lord are encamped in the open field. Shall I go into
a
my
perfect
house?
Bond of love?
No.
Then he loves me.
Joab, that
Uriah
much
was too.
Too
loyal.
How
he
long has he loved me? How long
much?
Will he love me?
Could not
me?
Enjoy rest while they didn't have the privilege.
How long has he loved his son?
Though he didn't intend to, Uriah shames
from
David with these words
to
because
eternity.
David was enjoying his
that
home.
He loves me.
His relaxation and his
that
sin while the rest of his soldiers were
well.
Out fighting.
For Jesus' sake.
But Uriah was too honorable.
He loves me
man.
As his own son.
And what did David do while this man was out at war, risking his life for
now
David?
We take that doctrine.
Of God being
David
the Father who
wife.
Loves us with perfect, eternal
all the worse.
Love.
We
because
take that doctrine of God,
the
position
creator,
David was in,
who has made all things
out of nothing,
the kind of man
six
he
days, perfectly good.
Well, that's
bring
true of our
two
sin
doctrines,
too, people of God.
Father and Creator.
I'm not just talking about sexual
together.
Sin. And two amazing points of
but
comfort.
When we
come
sin,
forth. First, our sin is worse.
All creation
of someone in the world,
all that God, the Creator, has made.
God gives to us.
Why? Because of the position you
Father.
Are in.
Perhaps you don't
all
think of yourself
things
as a king.
Are
like
yours.
David.
Can you imagine
you
that?
Are.
1 Corinthians 3, verse 22 and 23. Whether
you are the
Paul
kings
or
queens,
Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present
kings
or things to come,
heaven.
All are yours.
And ye are Christ's.
Is a position of honor.
And Christ
because you have been saved.
Is God's.
Yours
the entire cosmos,
creation, as we heard this morning,
from the smallest particle to the biggest star,
the entire universe, yours.
You are the rulers.
God created it for you.
More so,
the
office bearers and ministers and elders and deacons.
The logic confession puts it this
all
way,
of us belong to the household of God.
Still uphold and govern them.
Christ has died for us,
and we say
his
name
is
a
creation
us.
He has made by his eternal providence and we, like David, power. Are supposed
why?
To show
for the
Christ.
Service of mankind.
We, like David, are supposed to be an example to others.
In the beginning,
we, like David,
when
there was nothing
the trustworthy
before
ones,
there was
no
better. Before there was anything,
we are in that position.
God had in His mind
as Christians
us, you and me, particularly as His elect children in Jesus Christ. And when He said, "Let there be light." And when He said, "Let there be a firmament in the sky." And when He said, "Let there be the ground and the plants and everything on this universe."
The name of God is blasphemed.
He spoke it into existence for yours and mine possession. To serve us,
worse because
His beloved
position.
Children. Go home this afternoon, people
Church
of God,
of
and marvel
Christ.
At this. Go back to Genesis 1 and read Genesis 1 and think about the details of all of creation, and again remind yourself.
We sin so often against.
That was from
honorable,
me.
Godly men like Uriah.
And that was from me.
Remember, Uriah
and
was
that
a godly,
was
honorable
from
man
me.
In the army of God. And David sinned against him. And one day, most of our sins are committed against
all
fellow
this
saints
creation
who are also in the army
that He has made for you,
our Lord Jesus Christ,
but which has fallen,
who serve Him fighting daily
for the cause
He renews.
Of God.
And when we sin
against
our brother
and
sister in Christ,
everlasting,
our sin is all the worse. Because when we touch the heart, we touch the heart of one of the children of God, we touch God Himself. The highly honorable Uriah is like one of your fellow brothers and sisters that we often sin against. David sinned. He sinned grievously. And then, refusing to repent of his sin, he made it worse, compounded his sin. Because he didn't want to repent. Finding out that Bathsheba was pregnant, tried to cover it up. The way he did it first was to deceive. Deception, lying, acting, that's the way. It's the way of life of someone who wants to cover up his sin. If you're in the habit of lying right now, then that is a sign of you trying to cover up something you don't want others to know, a sin. Satan, the father of the lie, has his hold on this man, David, and has his hold on so many others. And that liar brings us to more lies as we try to cover up our sin. David calls Uriah home from war, and he acts. He pretends that it's for the purpose of inquiring how the war was going. Verse 7, when Uriah was come to him, David demanded of him how Joab did and how the people did and how the war prospered. He acted as though Uriah was his messenger boy, as the one who was supposed to deliver reports to the king, when that was never Uriah's job. But he pretended as though that was the case. Then he sends Uriah home, the real purpose for why David called him. He sends Uriah home to be with his wife. Another pretense. Verse 8, go down to thy house, wash thy feet. And Uriah departed out of the king's house, and there followed him a mess of meat from the king. He pretends to be kind to Uriah. He says, you have the privilege of going home. And he delivers fine meats from the king's table, but it's all fake. And when Uriah refuses to go in, David tricks him even more. He has him sit by his table, and he gives him glass after glass of wine to make him drunk. And he hopes that the inebriated Uriah will go in finally to his wife. But Uriah is such a man of conviction that even under the influence of alcohol, he remains true to what he has promised. He would not go home while his fellow soldiers were out in the open field. David's lies don't work. He can't cover up his sin with deception. And so he decides to kill Uriah, the only option left. He sends Uriah to Joab with a death note in his hand, his own sentence in his hand. The contents of the letter Uriah did not know, but Joab read it. David commanded Joab to put Uriah in the front of the army, where the most valiant men were, and then retreat, ditch Uriah so that he would die at the hands of the enemy. Joab understood what David wanted.
because this was Joab's kind of thing. Joab would ask no questions. He had no qualms about killing someone in the way, even if it was an honorable, mighty man like Uriah. He had done it to Abner before. And so Joab took Uriah and placed him at the front of the battle. Remember, they were besieging the Ammonite city, Rabbah. And so when some soldiers from the Ammonite city, Rabbah, come out of the city, Joab says, Uriah, you take a few soldiers with you, and you run after those soldiers.
Well, let's...
Those Ammonites.
Before we continue.
And you pursue them, Uriah, all the way to the wall of the city of Rabbah. Even though it was common sense not to come within the range of the archers on the wall of Rabbah. Even though it was common sense not to come underneath the walls of Rabbah where people could drop heavy objects on their heads. Joab said, go. All the way to the wall.
God, the one who,
and there Uriah was shot. And killed along with some other men.
What will take place every
David
second
compounded
of every day.
His sin. He made it worse with all his lies and then with the murder of Uriah.
So we
and then thirdly, by taking Bathsheba to be his wife
on thee
this morning. After Bathsheba finished mourning for her husband,
watch over.
Notice David didn't mourn.
Gone Rome.
Over his
he acted
family,
as though nothing was wrong and took Bathsheba
to his wife to cover up the fact that he had
preserved him,
conceived the child
health,
with her before she was married
to him
through this episode.
The sin was
covered
in the
sight of man. David had preserved his reputation.
Continue to be with us as we worship thee.
Our hearts
and finally, David acted as though he had done nothing wrong.
Praise of thy holy name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Oh, there were terrible feelings within his heart. There were awful feelings of being separated from God.
Horrendous guilt.
As we were saying,
shame was there.
Because we know those two great truths
of God.
Look at what he said to Joab in verse 25.
The Creator God Almighty.
Then David said unto the messenger, Thou shalt say unto Joab, let not this thing displease thee.
And literally,
we have two amazing points of comfort.
Very importantly,
first,
let not this thing,
all creation,
saying,
be evil
all of creation
he gives to us.
He
tells Joab,
don't look
at my action as evil.
The second
don't let it seem evil
comfort,
to you.
And
as he tried
power,
to convince Joab
the
of this,
might
he was trying to convince himself
in the beginning.
Of this. Don't let it be evil in your eyes. Don't let it be evil
mouth.
In your eyes.
All that power he continues
the end of the chapter,
to use today
27.
In love for us as
but the
children.
Thing that David had done.
This
all that power.
The Lord. Again, this displeased there. Literally.
Never to be used against us. Not one
evil.
Ounce of God's strength. Not one evil. Word that he spoke. And that he speaks today,
but the thing
is against
David
us.
Done
is evil,
and we don't deserve it.
The Lord dies.
His
he
immense
his best
power should be used against us.
Himself.
That is what
not
all
evil.
Is.
The word of his mouth speaking for our destruction
David.
Eternally.
It was,
but because we are in Christ and He loves us as His sons and daughters.
Message:
the word of God spoke,
Second
spoken
Samuel
now
chapter
and through eternity is always. This. Always for our benefit.
Simply, do not doubt that.
Repent of your sin.
You might ask,
if God is so strong,
are you on the road to great sin?
And He loves me that much.
Why doesn't
place
He
place yourself in those circumstances,
hardships
that I'm going through
early.
Right now away? Why does He allow?
Are you in the midst of great sin right
certain
now?
Certain episodes,
great sin that no one may even know
in
about
our life,
yet,
like what we just saw.
Repent.
Don't compound
it. Why does he
don't make it worse
suffer
like David.
At times?
It only gets worse.
Why doesn't
worse.
He just solve all our problems?
More lies.
We don't have all
more
the
more great
answers.
Sins like murder.
But we know.
Do not
to the
convince yourself
of
that it's not evil. You know.
You know that the
he's
Lord
only doing
thinks of it as evil
for our good.
Turn from your sin.
All things he controls with his
David
almighty
David suffered
power.
Greatly because of this
his
sin.
Creative power. It
doesn't show up in this text.
In love
not
for
yet.
Us. For our good.
But David describes his experience
he
in
is
Psalm
able.
32, verses 3 and
he's
4.
He's able to do it being Almighty
when
Creator.
I kept silence, that is.
And He's willing.
When I didn't turn from my
Father.
Sin and confess before
the doctrine
God,
of God, the Creator,
my bones waxed
the
old
God,
through my roaring all the day long.
Believe it.
For day and night, thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. There was an internal spiritual agony in David that affected him
have
physically
him be,
as
have
well.
Have it be a constant reminder.
It was mainly because all of this.
This agony, this internal agony was mainly because
every hardship,
he felt
every
as though
pain,
God had taken away his Holy Spirit from him. That God was not
for
with
me,
him anymore.
For our
he felt so far away from God that he had little
how.
Assurance that he was even a child of his.
Believe this.
And he felt
as though
he was
on his way to hell.
May the truths of God not only comfort you, but bring you
so he roared,
to the glory of his name.
He groaned
loudly.
Because as we started,
it's true.
In his misery.
The doctrine of the creation and the doctrine of God being our Father is for our comfort.
You're a child of God.
But it's supposed to lead us then.
Such a description.
To the praise and glory of God's
such
name.
Such a feeling of being separated from
your
God.
Confession says,
should convince you
he doth also still uphold
it.
And govern this creation.
It's not
by his eternal providence
it.
And infinite power
to
for the service of mankind. It's for us
to the end.
The main message is
that
turn
man
now,
may serve
turn soon
his God.
That is
also
end.
The message of the cross.
That's the goal.
That's the purpose of God in
it's
giving us all
here.
Things and using his might
Second Samuel
for
11.
Our good. So that
it's a dark,
we
dark
respond
that we don't
in the
like.
Service and praise of his name.
Well, the comfort of the cross is here. We must see it too.
May God's
close.
Word this morning be a comfort to us.
Remember who David
so
is.
So that in turn, we may praise him more.
Remember what David's
Amen.
Name means.
Let's pray.
Our Father, beloved,
there is none comparable to thee.
Thou art great,
beloved,
almighty, and strong.
One,
thy creation testifies that to us,
everlasting covenant.
May thy word and
unbreakable bond of friendship
so affect us that we join this
creation
now
and forever.
God would never let go,
in glorifying thee better.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
The word of God here exposes this shameful, wicked nature of the most honorable child of God in the Old Testament. He was a great sinner, exposed before all now in 2 Samuel 11. But still beloved. Still beloved.
And so each one of us must confess and admit 2 Samuel 11,
the occasion, the sin itself, the making of our sins worse.
2 Samuel 11 exposes our own nature.
It does.
Some of us may have committed a great sin like David. And 2 Samuel 11 exposes that. But 2 Samuel 11 exposes our hearts. This is who we are.
And if it's not by God's grace to restrain us, this is where we go. To these exact acts and the compounding of our sin. This is who we are by nature. And yet we're beloved. Yet we're beloved. So beloved that God has sent his Son to die for the filthiness, for the sins within us. As great as our sin is, greater is the love of God for us through Jesus Christ. No, the gospel here at the cross is not meant to comfort all. It's not meant to comfort you who continue in your sin. For you, this may not be a comfort. If you are yet in your sin, you may not be assured of God's love and forgiveness. But to you who are truly sorry, you'll remember that David was beloved by God. Though you feel dirty, though you feel unlovable, unclean, not embraceable, God loves you and he forgives you and he cleanses you of all your sin by the blood of Jesus Christ. And he embraces you, though you are chief sinner. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we as a church of Jesus Christ bow before thee in repentance. We do. We're sorry for our sins. We're sorry for placing ourselves in circumstances and occasions that we know will bring us to fall. We're sorry for sitting so grossly against Thee in our positions as children of Thee, against brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ, Thy children. We're sorry for trying to cover up our sins and making them all the worse. Turn us, that we may be turned. Give us faith to believe in Thy love and forgiveness. And then lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For the honor of Thy name, for Jesus' sake, amen.